Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden on the beginning of May.
Is it Chuck? Almost. It's April 28th still.
Close enough.
Close enough. Close enough for government.
Close enough for government work. Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness Advance, acupuncture, and Chinese medicine. Well, I'm sure...
I want to bring up, I haven't told Julie, but I've been inspired. I've been utterly inspired. I just watched an interview with Bill Belichick. Now, he's a 74-year-old coach.
Hope is waiting. Hope is waiting.
Hope will appreciate that.
No, she won't. I know where you're going with this. He's got a 24-year-old girlfriend. We don't need to hear about it.
Right. He's my age.
She's my age.
She's a half century younger than you. I'm 24, and she wants attention, and she's willing to flash to get attention. It's so beautiful. And we're going to have, you know, a couple of the segments in an interview on next week or Wednesday, if we can get them off the internet, where she has her standing on his feet and everything else. It's so great. It's just elder abuse. It's elder abuse. It makes me feel young. And Julie, you can be replaced by a lot younger.
Many women my age.
All right.
No, don't go.
That was the first minute intro to kind of get things going.
All right. Hey, so I'm sure many people saw over the weekend a DEA raid on what had apparently been an ongoing nightclub. And it wasn't really a nightclub. What it was a prostitution drug den in Colorado Springs.
What a fun one.
And we're going to have Mark Poff talking about that coming up at 3:30. But we wanted to bring on Hope Shuppelman.
She's been there many times.
The former Colorado Republican Party vice chair. Hey, first off, Hope, thank you and welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how are you this Monday morning or Monday afternoon? Sorry.
We're good. What's that?
Well, I wanted to have you on because, okay, so number one, first of all, the Democrats told us the whole Tren de Aragua thing is a figment of our imagination, while the DEA says Colorado is ground zero for the violent crime activities. Meanwhile, the Democrats in this current legislative session are currently fighting to expand protections for illegal immigrants, and the Colorado current leadership of the Colorado Republican Party picks the not so perfect time to decide, hey, we're not going to talk about issues anymore.
It's the oath of Amarta.
Yeah.
Some oath of Amarta. Well, we shall not. We'll only talk about how we win.
No, well, all they do about how we raise money is all.
No. They want to talk about how they do blocking and tackling, and they're going to win. When you don't stand for anything, why do people want to vote for you? But that's their and the best thing is a vice chair.
Stuff. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh no.
We want to have some facts for the thing. So this is from Colorado because I want to get obviously because Hope has been weighing in on this. So this is a Colorado Politics article from I think last week. So Horn was speaking, I think, at a Jefferson County Republican group. New chair Britta Horn. She said she plans to reorient the party away from staking out positions or advocating for particular policy outcomes, and instead primarily work toward electing Republicans. The past couple of chairs use this platform for their, let me say, advocacy. That's not the job. The job is to be a machine, to be a factory, to build community, build the party, and get more Republicans elected. And we can't do that if we start picking up different agendas. What the frick, Hope?
So thank you, you guys, for having me on to talk about this, because obviously they don't know what the actual platform stands for, right?
Right.
You know, so we are the party of limited government. We protect the Constitution, first, second, all the amendments, right? We try to protect our kids. We try to make sure that our borders are secured. We talk about this. This is why we have politics. So under Chairman Dave Williams, when we were all at the assembly, there were like 10 things that we all went and voted for, you know, to protect our kids, to safeguard the Second Amendment, and to make sure that our borders are secure. Those were like the top things that we were voicing on. And I also want to say is the RNC, their platform is to push those policies. And
Right.
if our current chair and our current party officers are not going to speak about this, then why do we have a party?
Right.
Why are we allowing
We're a
this to
machine. Well,
happen?
and that's
We are a machine.
here's the thing, make no mistake, this is them backing away from MAGA and Trump. They don't want to talk about MAGA and Trump. And you had an exchange. This wasn't just like a Britta making a mistake in what she's speaking. Talk a little bit about your exchange with the new vice chair, Daryl Phelan. I mean, this is their
You
policy.
thought that Britta was dumb. Wait till you try Lee Phelan. I mean,
Daryl.
wow.
So kind of to roll things back, the moment that I ended up actually on Saturday, it was March 29th for the state assembly to vote new officers they get in. I saw at the left-hand side Danielle Neuschwanger, Daryl Lee Phelan, and I gave them my card and I said, regardless of who wins, if it's one of you, please reach out to me. I can give you guys some a little bit of insight on what I did as a vice chair and maybe if there's any questions that I can ask you. Did I get a phone call? Did I get an email? No, not at all. But yet, Daryl Lee Phelan is on his personal Facebook account just dogging the last administration, where Dave Williams had put together a wonderful, you know, binder, a transition binder. So let's just kind of fast forward. Daryl Lee Phelan has been constantly dogging the state party. So I ended up interacting with him very politely to begin with first. And I would ask him questions because I want him to articulate to me what actually is wrong. Where did we falter? Did we falter? If so, I would apologize.
Right.
So he continued to use ChatGPT as his way of communications. And how we know this is you can actually put that his statement in ChatGPT, and you can see it's an 80 or 90% that he cannot communicate to people. So he's utilizing ChatGPT, and we can actually check to make sure that we can actually do the reverse and submit that into ChatGPT to see if this was artificially done or if these are his true thoughts. And they weren't. So we started to kind of engage in this conversation. Well, then I started to say, where is the state party on all of these issues? That's what a lot of people are asking. We are now a month out, and we have not heard anything from the state party on any of these legislative issues. As we all know, this is Jared Polis's last year, right? These last years in the governor's seat. So he is ramrodding all of
Oh,
this
and
stuff.
let me just
So are
interrupt for a second, just so that sort of said, because maybe everybody doesn't follow on X and stuff, but we have a handful, a little bit more than a handful, of courageous grassroots Republican politicians who are, I mean, the other day somebody was made, Brandi Bradley called in tears over what some of the Rhino Republicans were doing. I mean, they are fighting hard against these transgender bills, the sex ed camp in Boulder, the social media bill, which I think may have died a you know, death again today. They're fighting again to save Tabor. They are fighting hard. And the Republican Party has been MIA. And now we find out it's not even their own MIA, it's artificial MIA.
Right. So I ended up having multiple chairs call me specifically and say, what is going on? Where can we get this information? How do we testify? Which bills do we need to start looking at? So we ended up actually, somebody actually sent me their email. I'm not going to name their name, but they sent me their email. And this was Daryl Lee Phelan's response. He specifically said, in regards to legislation on guns and parental and action items, we fully support and defend the Constitution freedoms. It is important to note that. The officers of the Colorado Republican Party are not registered lobbyists under the Colorado law and therefore cannot engage in direct lobbying. What? What?
If it weren't so dangerous and it weren't so scary and it weren't so cowardly, it would be funny. It's like, what do you mean you're not? This is what politics are. I mean, you don't have to be a registered lobbyist
To talk to a
to
politician.
talk to or to talk about politics or to encourage the members of your party on testifying. You don't have to be a what kind of ridiculousness is? I mean, complete ignorance. But I mean, what do you even
That's
say to them?
spectacularly good. I love it.
Well, and then he goes in to talk about the bylaws and stuff like this. It's not in the bylaws. First and foremost, it's the platform of the Republican Party. This is what we fight against the Democrats about. This is why we have Republicans up at the state General Assembly right now. Holy cow, they are getting their tushes beat left and right, and we cannot support our legislative Republicans that are sitting there fighting for Colorado. What is wrong with him? I am so completely amazed. And when I posted this on social media, holy cow, it garnered so much support. So much people were just like, they were calling me, texting me, going, holy cow, this is our vice chair. They have no idea how to run a Republican Party. And it's sad. It's sad because here we are. I've testified every single day. Actually, when I get off of this, I'm actually on another Zoom to testify on three bills. So my question to Daryl Lee Phelan is, what is your job then?
Right. Well, I
Build
know
the
what their job
machine.
is no, I've
Build the
received
machine.
numerous emails from Britta, fundraising emails. So it's like not one talking about these crucial legislative proposals, you know. And again, to me, you guys, and okay, maybe people had a problem with some of Dave's issues, but at least you guys stood for something, right? I know if you guys had been in power, you would have been all over this ICE raid, you know, the DEA raid. You would have been all over the D.
13, 12, and it's a criminal offense for parents. You can take away your children if you quote unquote misgender your child.
Right.
The masturbation sex ed camp for like 10 year
Right.
olds in Boulder, all of this stuff, you guys would, and their position is that we're not going to weigh in on issues. I mean, like you said, what's the point of the party if they're not going to weigh
Right.
in on issues?
Right. And I absolutely adored working with Darcy Schoening because of the fact that she and I were such powerhouses on trying to get out the information. Her with her kids initiatives and fighting for the parental rights alongside the five true conservative Republicans, because we do have rhinos in our General Assembly. We know that. So when Darcy and I would have call to actions all the time, I would put out emails on, she and I would work together on emails. She would say, look at this email, make sure that everything is up to date. This is what the verbiage should be. We were constantly giving out that information. And I am so proud to stand side by side with Darcy about that because, you know what? Regardless of how people felt about Chairman Dave Williams and how he articulated some of the issues, I can guarantee you that it brought light to the Republican Party. And that's what we need to do. I'm not giving money to the state party just because they say, here's a donate button. Well, what
Right.
do you guys stand for? What are you guys actually doing to get these Republicans elected? Why are they going to be, what are they going to be up there doing?
Right. Well,
So,
let me ask you about this too, because I don't know if you guys did this, but I had a person who has been a donor to the party send me an email that they got saying, I hope you're well. This is from a PR company, Madison Meeks M Squared Strategies. Have you seen this?
no.
Okay, so this is a PR company saying I'm reaching out to know that we've got new Colorado Republican Party leadership, blah, 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 blah. It's exciting, back to normalcy. Britta has great plans. Please know if you would like some time to meet her or schedule a Zoom call with her. April's filing deadline is right around the corner. Your support would be greatly appreciated. Here's you can donate. So thank you, and I look forward to connecting you with Chair Britta Horn. So this is The new party chair is paying a PR company to send out letters to donors asking if they want to meet her. I mean,
right.
Did you guys ever do anything like that? What a waste of money.
No.
Why can't she call the donors and say, hey, do you want to meet?
Right. We all called donors. Chairman Dave Williams, myself, the treasurer, as well as Darcy Schoing. We were all, it was grassroots, right? So let's talk about that part of the things, right? What are they outsourcing? They have Alec Hanna, who is being outsourced to do their social media posts on X as well as Facebook. When's the last time they posted anything? I just checked before I got on. That was 5 days ago to talk about a Leadership Institute to do their training
That's
for
right.
their Republican Party. Okay.
Exactly. Well, it's not so hard to post when you don't stand for anything, right?
Right. Right. So let's talk about that. Then their treasurer, that
Wheeler.
Actually was appointed, Michael Wheeler, ended up, I'm not going to say did he quit or not. Alec Hanna reached out to Tom Bjorklund, our past treasurer, and said he's no longer going to be the treasurer. So now they have actually outsourced that to, they have actually outsourced that. Sorry, guys,
That's okay.
Something happened. So they have actually outsourced that as well. They have outsourced everything that is imaginable, and how I have no idea where this money is coming from. Obviously, AFP or Anschutz or something like that, but I am doing a series about AFP and how it's going to connect to the state party.
That would be
great.
Oh,
then you have to let us know about that, because
I
for
will.
sure we want to talk about it. Well, and again, and let's just go back to this outrageous note. And again, I think some of the comments here, and Charlene is right on it. I think this goes back to what we've been saying, is I think their goal is to destroy the party and to just put it in the hands of dark money donors. And I'll be interested to hear your AFP connection there. And so you don't want to be MAGA. You don't want to be Trump supporters. You don't want to be, you don't want to have a stand on abortion. You don't want to have a stand
don't
on
talk about
anything.
abortion.
Yeah,
No abortion.
And it's, and I think that they're doing it on purpose.
No, they're not that smart.
You know, okay.
They're not that smart.
Like, it goes back to your point. What is the point of having a party if your official position is you're not going to stand? How do you get candidates elected if you say, well, our official position is we don't have one?
And
right.
he can't talk to anybody because he's not a registered lobbyist.
Yeah, and I can't talk to him anyway because I'm not a
right,
registered lobbyist.
Right. And so I think anybody who's listening or watching this actually should contact the RNC and say, what the heck is going on with the Colorado GOP? They are not standing on a platform. They are not talking about positions. They are literally asking people to donate money for nothing.
Right.
For what?
Right.
To support.
The
they're not even
the
asking.
Machine.
They're paying other people to ask for them.
For the machine.
Right.
They're building an election machine. I can tell you one thing that the Republican Party is not, is a machine. It is the farthest thing. It's the farthest thing. And they have no money and they have no capability. And the idea that they're a well-oiled machine is hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious. And they're just going to go, care, these people got elected by unaffiliated, and you, the PCPs and other people, you go out and get them elected and let them do whatever they
but
want.
But don't talk about issues.
Don't talk about issues with them.
Yeah, don't talk about the issues. Don't talk about the kids. Don't talk about 1312 that did not just garner national attention. It garnered international attention, but they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about 003 that's basically going to strip away our rights to have guns, but yet we're all contacting Pam Bondi. Where's their call to action? Where? This is ridiculous. Daryl Lee Phelan has no idea how to become a vice chair where he's in Japan for a whole month during all of this. And it's crazy to think about that they will not stand behind policies. So what type of watered down milk toast true Republicans are they going to garner? They're not. They're going to garner the AFP people that are supported by Charles Koch, as well as Anschutz and all that stuff. They're going to get the money. And then those watered down candidates are going to be the same ones that are up at the at the General Assembly right now not fighting for our constitutional rights. This is completely disgusting.
It is, and this is Charlene has a really good point. Since the spotlight is on Colorado right now with this ICE raid, this would be the perfect time to for MAGA to do something bold. And you are, we are, and meanwhile, like you said, they're and again, it's not. This is their policy is to have no policy. I mean, this is the chair and the vice chair specifically saying we're not going to talk about particular policy outcomes or
What
policies
is
or.
politics other than to discuss issues and principles? I mean, there's really, and how to implement those issues and principles. It's like they are the Maytag repairmen. I mean, they're going
Well,
to be.
let's talk about one other thing, you guys. What happened a couple of weeks ago, right? And I did a video on this, and I talked about the two illegal aliens that flew into Denver on a non-residential or non-immigrational visa, bought a van in Utah, went to a firearm gun store, purchased around 150,000 rounds. I'm sorry, 150, 180,000 rounds of firearms actually got pulled over in Canyon City for having their brights on. So this wasn't like a task force that was looking at these people for purchasing, super
Right.
crazy amount of rounds. But we, the people, are actually having our rights stripped away from us. How is it the Colorado GOP is not outraged about this? How is it the Colorado GOP is allowing people not to hear from them? But yet Britta Horn just sent out an email saying, well, it wasn't from Britta Horn. It was probably somebody else they paid to do this, sent out an email saying she has gone to 22 meetings.
Right.
Who cares? Who cares
Well,
when
and at
they're
these
not
meetings,
standing?
yeah, and at these meetings, she's telling people we don't stand for anything. She's like, just to make
Right.
it clear, we don't stand for a thing. And then Darrell Lee Phelan and Mark Hampton had a funny thing in their failing, Faili, like Phelan, he's failing again. And they're saying, well, we can't because we're not lobbyists. It's like, which is ludicrous. It's, yeah, and again, it's, but the other thing I want to bring up is so you're seeing some of these people hiding it all on the Rocky Mountain Voice and others are saying, oh, look, the Colorado Republicans are now they're registering more Republicans than Democrats are registering. And they're making, I mean, Britta Horn's not even she's it's only been a few weeks. So whatever growth there has been, it was starting, and you guys mentioned this, it was starting under the previous leadership. And even if you didn't like the previous leadership, you had to acknowledge the previous leadership took positions. So I don't know, maybe there's a connection between taking positions that people agree with and more people signing up for the party. I mean, call me
No,
crazy, but
it's just a well-oiled machine. You just
oh.
register if you're going to do.
Yeah, they haven't even started oiling.
Well, let's just put it to you. They're anti-Trump. We know this. We know this for a pure fact. They haven't stated one thing about Trump in any of their emails, first and foremost. I mean, let's just put it to you this way. The past administration, that is one thing that we focused on is we got President Trump on the ballot. We endorsed President Trump right off the bat. We were garnering support because people were finally starting to see that President Trump could win this.
Right.
So there are definitely grass clippings that are out there trying to be MAGA. And these are the individuals who are leading our party right now. They have no, they don't care about Trump that.
No. And again, it is, and I think it's, we wanted to talk about this and we'll be talking about it more because again, there is so much going on in Colorado right now. And one of the few things that Republicans, I mean, Brandi Bradley, Scott Bottoms, Kendah Graf, Stephanie Luck, they can't pass anything. You know what I mean? They're great, but they don't have the people. And then they're sabotaged by people like Lisa Frizzell and Hartsook and, Barb Kirkmeyer, who vote with the Democrats, right?
Or
Holtorf. And they're sabotaged by them. So the only power the Colorado Republican has, right, the Colorado Republican Party has right now is to raise its voice on these issues and on these issues that people agree with us about. All the polls show people agree that illegal immigrants running a prostitution den nightclub in Colorado Springs, oh, they should be arrested. Right? I mean, this is the only
But
power. And
apparently, you got a menu, and you can pick one. You can pick out
which drug you wanted. It looks like
what
a
girl
party
you
about
wanted or boy you wanted. I mean, it was a very one
it.
stop stopping. But what they do care about, because Peter Boyle's alerted me to this, so it turned on Mandy Connell, the woman
And
that Julian
Deflora.
stuff, and De no, no, it
No.
was Natalie Tennant.
Oh.
Natalie Tennant and
Todd Watkins.
Todd Watkins were on to complain about Colorado Doge. Now, no one knows about Colorado Doge, right? I mean, it's an obscure little group started by
Cody and Eric.
Cody and
Yep.
Eric, and get some money because they wanted to intervene on a lawsuit. But nobody ever, and they spent 30 minutes and with Mandy in her brilliant way saying, "This is fraud. They're not investigating government
They're not
corruption."
Doge.
You kind of went, "There aren't, didn't claim to be,
So
you
that's what they care
morons."
about. That's what they care about, right? We're not going to talk about the nightclub raid. We're not going to
Nope.
talk about the sex ed camp for 10-year-olds.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about some of the god-awful bills. We're not going to talk about Tabor, right? We're gonna go after Cody
Gonna hit
LeBlanc
the
and
ground.
Eric
Well,
Grossman.
and that also shows you not only their leadership style, but also it's trickling down to their minions who are
Yeah.
continuously putting that information out there, meaning, let's just unite. Well, hey, let's get behind some good platforms or get behind some of these bills and really let's testify. How many of them have put out the information on how to testify? How many of them are testifying? How many of them have gone up to the state party or to the state capitol and testified? Let's look at the what happened with this crazy camp, right? Where nine-year-olds would be subjected to 2 weeks of crazy stuff talking about sex and how the body works and transgender and all this stuff. But yet we were the ones who rallied around that
Yes.
and squashed that and got it
Yes.
canceled. And I have to say thank you so much to Darcy and Scott, is it Chambly, Chambliss, who actually put that information out there. There's a lot of us that are working in the back end because this is what the party stands for.
Right.
We need to protect our children. It's limited government, protecting the First Amendment. There are definitely legislators and senators that decided to want to vote against the veto
Right.
that Jared
When
Polis just put
something is
out.
even too radical for Polis, right?
Right?
And you've got Republicans saying, oh no, we want to pass. I mean, it's too, even Polis says, no, this is too extreme. And you've got a bunch of Douglas County rhinos saying, oh no, we like this bill.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Oh, my senator, and I'll call him out right now, Cleve Simpson. He is the biggest rhino I've seen, and he voted with it. I mean, the only senator who was brave enough to stand up against that and say no is Senator Mark Beasley, and I thank him for that. That is what we're supposed to do.
Right.
As Republicans and conservative Republicans, we are supposed to get out that information. And that is what your past leadership has done. Your current leadership is failing you guys at Colorado
Well,
Republicans.
they even attacked poor KBB because she took positions. I
Yeah.
said, none of that. You should have a position or two.
And how bad we have to, because I know you have to go testify now. Please keep us
Yeah,
posted.
where are you gonna put the information
Here.
about
You're in, on my YouTube, it's Hope Shuppelman. On my YouTube, it'll be on
Okay.
there, and we'll go from there.
All right, Hope.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for continuing the fight, and good luck on your next testifying.
Thank you so much, guys. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks,
Take
you
care.
too, Hope Shuppelman. And again, this is it's just outrageous. And this isn't us saying this. This is Britta Horn saying she's going to take the party away from staking out positions or advocating for particular policy outcomes. And Daryl E. Phelan says we can't because we're not registered lobbyists. And so, I mean, it's just this is what Republican Party, and this is what the Democrat Party, it's what the Libertarian Party does, right? It's like, how do you expect to get candidates elected if you stand for nothing? In particular, and no, I don't know, Do we have Mark Poff with us? We got a ton of people. We do. So
Hey.
wanted to talk, and he brought my attention to this. I'd forgotten about this, that what the DEA director said a while ago. But Mark wanted you to weigh in. You know, again, one of the this is
Have
a
you been to this nightclub, Mark?
yeah. Have you been? Hey, we're gonna
Oh,
have to start sending you a check. And thank you for filling in Friday.
I had a great time. Hopefully, I didn't do anything that gets me in too much trouble.
Nah.
I called this judge, challenged in intelligence. I called her a dumbass, but hopefully the judge can't come after me.
Oh, Thomas says you were great. So, well, so I want to talk before we get you. I want to play a soundbite. So this, the media is portraying it like they raided a nightclub, okay? And they arrested 114 illegal immigrants. But this wasn't a nightclub,
No.
okay? Well, I mean, it was not a nightclub. And I want to play
It
Tom.
was a store.
Yeah, Tom, it was a store. And so Pam Bondi is explaining exactly what was going on here. And this wasn't new, by the way. This is something the Biden administration was ignoring. So, Thomas, if you could please play the Pam Bondi soundbite.
Last night, Brian, what they did, so to back up, during the Biden administration, they received 170 911 calls to that club alone. That club we were just watching, 170 calls. Wouldn't you think that would have been a red flag?
Wouldn't.
Nothing happened. Guns, shootings, ag batteries, nothing happened. So under Donald Trump, DEA, FBI, U.S. Marshals, ATF, ICE, everyone went in together. DEA led this investigation, went in, got 115 illegal immigrants,
Right.
aliens in our country, arrested them, two with warrants, 12 guns seized. So what would happen in this club is you would go in, security would give you a menu of drugs, cocaine, there's something new called pink cocaine, meth. You could go in a bathroom stall, get that. There was prostitution. All these things going on, and we just now identified a member of Sinaloa Cartel was also in there.
So, Mark, so yeah, th this is not a nightclub, right?
That is.
No, it's and actually they have them up in Denver as well, and
Right.
these things are still going on right now. This is not a special thing in Colorado Springs, even though I was kind of interested when I did my little research today on this. This was not a warehouse in some industrial district or something.
Right.
This is actually, if you know Colorado Springs, the main road in Colorado Springs, not through downtown, but through the whole town, is Academy Boulevard.
Okay.
That's the main, it's like Colfax in
Okay.
Denver. This thing was on Academy at airport. I mean, and what makes it even more interesting, it's less than a mile from one of the Colorado Springs Police Department substations. So literally this nightclub, this illegal nightclub, is less than a mile from the police station. So
Well,
it's been.
they said they're investigating this for several months.
But 170 911 calls? I mean,
Well, I mean, I understand why Biden, what did it take months and months of investigations
well, Trump's only
to
been in for
find?
100 days.
Well, you know why it takes months and months. I've explained this before, is
Okay.
because the feds were doing the investigation.
Oh.
Now, the thing that pisses me off is Colorado Springs Police Department had to know about this nightclub. No liquor license, no fire marshal inspections, all this stuff that you have to do to make sure that you have a legit nightclub where people aren't going to get hurt if there's a fire or something. Then you have army, active duty army personnel doing
They got
security.
everybody.
And so you're basically paying everybody off.
Nice.
Supposedly the army came and picked up their guys. So
Oh,
we'll
that's good.
You'd think that they would get in some kind of. Well, here's the thing. The reason I'm sure they didn't have Colorado Springs police there off duty was because they would be like, well, you
No,
can't
they
do
couldn't
cocaine in the
have done
bathroom.
that.
You can't do that. But the prostitution, that's got to stop.
But even the chief of police for Colorado Springs, he came out with a statement basically saying, we were not there to go after illegal immigrants. We were only there as observers to help to make arrests if there was any illegal activity. It's
And
like,
being in the country illegally. I mean,
well,
that would
what a
be
cop out.
illegal.
He basically said it was against state law for him to
Well,
enforce immigration laws. He
if
basically
there's.
said that.
And let me play, because I want to play this other soundbite that you tipped me off to, too, where, and this is why it's so bad, these sanctuary city policies. This is the director, the acting director, Derek Maltz of the DEA back in March, back when they were telling us that the whole, you know, everything was figments of our imagination and things like that, was saying Colorado is like ground zero for illegal alien criminal activity. If we could, and this is an interview we did with Tony Kovaleski at Channel 7. Thomas, if we could please play the DEA soundbite.
Came here because this is ground zero for some of the most violent criminals in America, destroying our families, destroying our communities. And so I was very proud to be here because I wanted to look at the men and women of the DEA who work every day putting their lives on the line to protect Americans.
It was back in August when this office put out a news release alerting the state and the country to the potential impact of TDA. That launched weeks of controversy. Were they here? Were they not here? As you look in the rearview mirror and now know what you know, what was the significance of that email, that notification back in August?
Yes, it was a very substantial statement, and I'm very proud of them here, and they proved it, okay? Because now we are learning that the command and control for TDA in the entire United States of America is right here in Colorado. Now, I have my own opinion about that. Okay? And my opinion is that normally criminals take advantage of vulnerabilities and weaknesses. And in my opinion, right, people in this state have allowed illegal, violent criminals in here at record levels. But I got a warning for the TDA members. Start running now because the team of the DEA, working with their partners from FBI, ATF, HSI, ICRO, and our state and local counterparts, it's a team that takes public safety and national security serious.
And Mark, so let me ask you this.
You know, coming from New York, I can recognize a New York accent. Wow, does that guy ever have a New York accent?
So, you know, people, I think, sometimes tend to think, oh, well, it was, you know, guns and drugs and prostitution to this illegal nightclub. It doesn't affect me. But when you have the national headquarters for a violent, criminal, illegal alien gang headquartered in Colorado, I mean, that's got to have trickle-down effects that hit all of us, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, some of them say we don't really understand why they chose Colorado. To me, it's simple. It's so simple. All you got to do is look at a map.
Yes.
You can't tell me these people when they said, hey, we're all going to America. Let's get a map out. Well, you got I-25, probably the most north-south corridor on the western part of the United States. And then you have I-70.
Exactly.
I used to live in Dayton and in Columbus, Ohio. If I went from Columbus, Ohio to Denver, I don't have to make a turn. I get on I-70 and head west. And guess what? You know, I'll be in Denver.
I'm in Colorado.
I'll be in Colorado. So there's no surprise as to why. You got a corridor right to El Paso, you know, right into Mexico. Then you've got Denver. So that's why they're here. And we do need to put this in you know, perspective. They're only taking over a few apartment complexes.
Yeah.
They're not taking over all of Denver.
They're not
Let's
taking
not
over
exaggerate
them.
What they're doing.
Well, but I mean, go ahead.
I want to just finish this last thought. Why is DEA talking some serious smack now?
Yeah.
You know, what were they doing during the Biden administration? What was DEA doing? What was FBI, Homeland Security? You know, I know for a fact, can't tell you how, that Homeland Security, after the Trump administration took over, they sent an initiative out, knock it off with all this other BS you're doing. You're there to find illegals, your Homeland Security. So all of them are pissed off because now they got to go back to what actually Homeland Security
have to work.
Is set up to do, which is to protect the country. And so it's, guess what? It's time to work.
Right. Well, and I go back to, now I'm talking back 15 years doing stories. What was it called? The HIDA? I don't know if they still exist. The High Intensity Drug Traffic Area or so, whatever, a task force. And it was exactly what you said. Colorado, you got I-25 and you got I-70. Meet in Colorado. So it was a major, sort of hub for sending out drugs. Then you combine that with the current sanctuary city policy. So you got a major drug transportation hub. It'd be like DEA or the DIA, Denver International Airport. If you suddenly said, hey, no rules apply anymore and anyone can do anything they want there. Well, guess what?
Was ATF there?
Everybody
yeah,
was
they, there. Was 10, there was 10 federal agencies.
IRS was involved. There. Because they were even, not filing their tax returns for this nightclub. No one was paying taxes on the
postal inspectors were there.
All right.
They had letters in their pockets. So everybody was involved because this is the big kind of, this is the big prom date or whatever, the coming out. And I do really appreciate Pam Bondi and the Trump administration for turning these people loose. Because I have to tell you, I think having worked with a lot of federal agents during my time, they do want to do the right thing. I mean, federal cops, even though they're federal cops, 9 out of 10 want to go put bad guys away. It's their leadership that leads them astray. We want you to go after this, but not this. And that's not how crime should be. We want to go after speeders, but not DUI.
Right.
What?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, and you know, and the thing is, again, this the drug activity, the prostitution, all of that bleeds into the community, whether you realize it or not. The people who are using the drugs, they don't have jobs where they're earning money and then they're going after work and the way home and buying drugs. They're stealing things, right? They're breaking into homes. There are guns running. Right, exactly. And then you've got violent crimes. You've got who knows what kind of human trafficking might have been going on there. Let me just finish. And so when you allow this to happen, and the Democrats, as we speak, are trying to strengthen the protections for the criminal illegal aliens, this is what you get.
Right.
You know, when you have this kind of policy, this is why between the traffic hub and essentially and the sanctuary city policies, it's why Colorado is, you know, HQ for Trende Aragua and the Sinaloa cartel.
All right. Well, you can tell us. I mean, even though it's really a drop in the basket, taking 114 people out of picky ones active in drugs and everything else, it's got to have an effect. I mean, 100 people.
Well, it's going to chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anything else. So, you know, they've all come to America to party. Now, I'm not saying all of them. You know, I'm sure there's a large percentage that are coming here and they want to work.
Yeah, murder, rape.
And I've already said, come to the door, knock on my door, sign the guest book, and get in the system.
Right.
But the ones that sneak in are already criminals. If you sneak into the United States, you are a criminal. So they're here to party. And so what do? They set up, they're not going to set up an official bar or nightclub because they don't have to. They're all illegals anyway.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to their liquor store. Maybe that's why Monument now has a huge liquor distribution center now. Maybe it was for this nightclub.
Yeah.
But they go buy all their liquor. They bring it in, no liquor license, no, everything's cash. And they're all having a great party. What a great time in the United States. You can get on Social Security or not, so, but on welfare and all kinds of, you can get money.
Cell phones,
cell phones handed out.
Right, right. Well, you know, and it's got to be kind of embarrassing for Colorado Springs. I mean, 170 yes. 911 calls. And so no one said, "Call Bill or Sarge." Do you know what I mean? We seem to get a lot of calls to this one location. Should we look into that? I mean, it had to be.
They had to know.
A policy that said, "Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil."
They had to know this place was an illegal nightclub. They had to know there was no liquor license. So how come the Colorado liquor team or whatever wasn't notified? And they said they've been going in there and doing buy operations for months. So they know about the illegal place and they're doing buys in there. So if I was CSPD, I would be livid that the feds came in and wanted to do this. I would have been like, "Oh no, we're all over this." But they were, like you said, they appear to be stupid.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're the feds, you're like, y'all haven't been doing anything anyway. And so, well, and hopefully they'll move to another state, but again, you know,
no, they won't. I mean, we had the raid up here. Near Westminster,
well, that's how many, they went
then. Yeah, then they said, "Oh yeah, this place is no fun. Let's go down." So, and now we'll be going Pueblo next, and that'll be.
Oh no, they won't stop in Pueblo. They'll look at that town and move on.
Yeah,
no fun there. Well, yeah, they can walk through there. This ain't gonna be fun.
Before Collins, well, again, I think it's a sanctuary city policy. Well, the DA guy said that's what does it.
Well, look at the mayor of Colorado Springs these days. You think he's saying, "Yeah, let's get those illegal drugs and everything else new."
Yeah.
I just don't see what I saw. You know, I retired 10 years ago, and I'm just not sure this would have happened 10 years ago.
No.
I think they would have broke it up. I mean,
Yes.
real quick.
But again, back to the sanctuary city policies, you can kind of see sort of from a cop's point of view or even a DA. So it's like, so they arrest him, they're going to let him go. They're not going to call ICE. They're not going to, I mean, they'll be released in a PR bond. And they're like, oh, yeah, these 114 guys are not going to be like, okay, Bill or, Jose, your court date is July 7th. You'll be there, of course, right? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? You can see if you're the cops to a certain extent. I mean, everybody in there had a gun practically. So it's somewhat of a dangerous
Well, the military was
operation.
there. That was a
Yeah.
good point.
The military was there to make it safe. Here's going to be my ultimate thing. And, I always look at these things like that dumbass judge from last week, is the entertainment factor. So long as I'm not the one
Yes,
getting killed.
yes,
Um, CSPD said, Colorado Springs, chief of police said, arrests are imminent. So this is the arrest I want to know about. Who was in charge of that nightclub? Who was making
yes.
the money? I
Yes.
want someone brought into court and acknowledged in the Gazette, the local news, or whatever. Here's the person or persons that we arrested for running this illegal nightclub. And here's all the money we seized from the proceeds. Here's where they were buying the liquor.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whoever provided them the liquor had to know, yeah, they would come in and buy, 15,000 cans of beer. Well, that should be a clue.
Well, maybe it was coming up from men, but you're
You obviously
right.
don't
It's
own a
all
liquor. You obviously
Modelo.
don't own a liquor store. Somebody comes in and buys 15,000 cans of beer. You don't go, oh no, there must be an illegal nightclub.
You give them a discount.
They bootlegged. Well, you're right. That would be fairly easy. No, I don't know. Maybe the Venmo, but somebody somewhere. Even in the middle of a raid, somebody somewhere was in charge of the cash, right? Several somebodies. And
There
that's
had to be a
from the
lot of
military.
cash in there. And they stopped everybody, they searched, but I guarantee everyone's like, I was just a patron. I had no
Right.
clue.
But
And
somebody somewhere, there's a pile of cash there,
it,
right?
well,
Somebody
on
somewhere.
average, in an operation like that, how much of the cash actually goes to the evidence locker and how much gets
Oh.
equitably distributed?
This is what I always answer that question, the same thing when you're talking a percentage.
Yeah.
It depends how many supervisors are on scene.
Okay.
But I can tell you in everything that I worked on, 100% of the money I ever seized, and I actually have a great story which we don't have time for. I was mailed from Washington State on a case. They mailed me 20,000 in cash, $120,000 in money and coins and stuff. Put it in a regular standard box, cardboard box, taped it up, and sent it to me UPS, $120,000 in cash. Not drugs,
No
that
wonder
would
you
have really
retired
crashed.
10 years ago.
But I
Now
opened
we
that
know why
up.
you retired.
I opened it up and I saw all that cash and I closed it right back and I put about $20 into evidence. So
Yeah.
I put it on. I was like petrified and I got like everybody and it's like, but yeah, that's always the great joke is how much goes in. I can guarantee you I put in 100%.
You've been everything. Well, hopefully they'll be. I imagine, given the DAs and the co the and the judges, that a lot of these people will not end up being arrested or do anything. But in your experience, and sort of a final question for you, and this is sort of what Chuck said, I've got to assume this is going to have somewhat of a chilling deterrent effect on somebody else who wants to set up a nightclub on Academy Boulevard. No,
Maybe
maybe
on
not.
Academy Boulevard, but it will have a little bit of a chilling effect. And they might go underground until the next Democrat gets elected as president. Don't think that because Trump, I mean, we love what Trump's doing, and we have confidence that when this gets done, hopefully everything's going to be awesome.
Right.
But don't be surprised. People's memories are very short term.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, some Democrat will come out of nowhere, whether it's Newsom or AOC or someone, and they'd be like, let's vote for her because I don't like how families got split up or something stupid. And then we'll be right back into the same game again,
Well,
eight,
just
10
human
years later.
nature.
Job
Just human
It
nature.
is human nature, but I think it will have a short term, like the next 3, 5 years during the Trump administration. Pam Bondi is just amazing. I think it will. They'll have to go underground for a while more. Hopefully, we're going to ship a whole bunch. And that's why I say they're running out the clock. That's the phrase that I'm using is the Democrats want to run out the clock
Sure.
Right.
because Trump is saying, we got to end this and end it now. And we have been invaded. There's no other word we can use for it. And we need to get rid of the invaders.
Okay. Hey, Mark. Wonderful. Thanks so much. Thank you. Everybody watching you, as always, they want you to take over the show forever. No. Hey, we will see you later. Thank you for your time.
And you can put that cash anywhere you want.
Already invested.
All right.
Already laundered. All right.
Hey, and I want to let everybody know, Wednesday, Robert Spencer is going to be joining. We can talk about the Canadian election, but also...
We don't talk about that.
But
that's,
also...
That's today, and by all, every poll, and I mean every poll, says that the Liberals will well take it, this time with a total majority.
We won't talk about that, but we can talk to him about the conclave.
Yes, the conclave. Well, that's not until March something, isn't it? March 27th? I forget when the...
I think it starts this week.
Does it really?
Yeah, okay. I think it starts this week. And March was last... This is, we're in April.
So. Oh, that again.
No more. Chuck went to the nightclub before he came here.
Yeah, it was a fun nightclub.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. Robert Spencer on Wednesday. Thank you to Hope and Mark and the great guys at EBS.
We'll try to get the people behind Doge.
Yeah, Cody and Eric as well.
Cody and Eric too.
And thank you to everybody on Zoom. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Take care.